WQM, monitoring.
Afternoon, KB4CPA. Name here's David. Hope you're having a good afternoon.
Hey, David. How you doing, Roger? Well, I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm probably going to be asleep here in about an hour. I go to sleep fairly early. But I was getting excited for tomorrow is when the J-Pole's coming in.
All right, so I missed that. When the what's coming in?
Copy that entire transmission there. My radio went off frequency. Say again.
Asking, you said when something comes in, I didn't copy that.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. My J-Pole antenna, the Edfeng J-Pole, it's one of the best antennas out there. I'm not getting the roll-up one. I'm getting the stationary one. I've got the PVC right next to me, the PVC pipes that I need, but I just got to wait for USPS to go ahead and deliver it to me. Vicky, 83i, she's coming over to the house, and she's going to find a good spot where she thinks the antenna can go. So I'm just pretty excited for tomorrow.
All right, well, that's great. That's what I use at the house on 2 meters. It's a J-Pole, and it'll actually do 2 meters and 440, but I just have a 2-meter rig in the house. I have a 2-meter 440 here in the vehicle, but I rarely get on 2 meters. I mean, what am I saying? I rarely get on 440. So,
just for a second there. I kind of can agree sometimes. But the only radio I have right now, my base station here, 25 watts. This radio here, it's unfortunately the 440 on it is broken. So this has a 220 as well. So it'll do 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and 220. But unfortunately, the 70 centimeter on this radio is broken. It didn't come from me. It came from N4RBK. He got the blue smoke out of the 440. So yeah, it doesn't work anymore. But 2 meter and 220, it works excellent. But I haven't done much 220 besides putting a 220 antenna on the mag mount I have on the car. But besides that, it can receive and transmit very lightly, but it doesn't do the full 25. It doesn't do anywhere close to probably 50 milliwatts, you know. But it kind of works here, 2 meter, it's pretty good. So yeah, with that J-Pole, I've seen KI6NAZ ham radio crash course Josh over there. I've seen his video where he, looks at these J-Poles, and 440 on them usually isn't the best, but 2 meter is excellent.
That's good. I was trying to think back. I don't think I've ever talked on 220. Like I said earlier, I haven't talked much on 440. There's just not that much going on. I'll get on 2 meters in the car here, and sometimes I'll have it on at the house, but most of the time, I'll have it turned down because I'm usually on HF doing sideband, so that's a lot of fun.
Roger, I did a bit of HF there with the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club. We did a bit of HF at the POTA event, and it was a lot of fun. I made contact with 100 different people. One of them was Kilo 4 Delta, which is the USS destroyer in Jacksonville, Florida, and that was a great contact there. When I get this, the J-Pole, there's this one repeater that's in Spartanburg County that you can hit just down my road. If you go down my road and you walk down to the little roundabout in your new prospect, you can hit the repeater. But as soon as you pass that boundary to the road I live on or, around the area, it's gone. So what I'm thinking is when I get that antenna up in the attic, or not in the attic, sorry, above the roof, everything up there, I'm really hoping I can hit that repeater there in Spartanburg County. Hopefully good.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope so. And I live in an HOA, so my J-pole is mounted to one of the vents on the back of the house, which is, all of those are PCV. And so I just bought me some big worm clamps and put a couple of them on there on the antenna to mount it, and it works good. So, you know, I don't have any complaints, that's for sure.
Roger, roger. I live in an HOA as well, actually. Right now I'm kind of breaking the HOA rules, but until tomorrow I can't do much about it. But for now, I just have a J-pole coax going out the window. Not a good J-pole. It's one of those magnetic mount monopoles. Don't get me wrong, it works well, and it's just on the gutter. But you know, it's a quarter wave, and it's also lower than what I hope to get the J-pole up to. So it works, but what would definitely be better is that Edfong. But well, yeah, I live in an HOA as well. There's just one neighbor we have who complains about everything, but that's actually the one reason I wanted to get this Edfong J-pole, was that it's all PVC and there's no radials. So, you know, what works is you take it and you put it up to the whatever you got, PVC. There's these pipes right above our house, actually. This is what I'm going to do, hopefully going to do, is that there's these PVC exhaust pipes on the back side of the house that are near the top for the toilets to let the exhaust out. And so what I'm thinking of doing is taking some of those worm, well, technically it's going to be those hose clamps, and just hose clamp it onto the PVC there, and boom shakalaka, you got the antenna there.
I like your boom shakalaka there. That was good. Oh, me. Well, I have, for HF, I have a wire antenna. I have a Carolina Wyndham, which is, mine's the shorter version. It's like 135 feet. Covers 6 through 80 meters. It doesn't cover 160, and antenna. But the nice thing about or one of the, I guess, pluses of having that antenna is the vertical part that hangs down from the ballon is about 20 feet long, 21 feet long, and it also transmits. So, you know, I can talk to people, you know, next door on HF. It's really crazy. You know, a lot of people can't do that, especially if you have like a vertical antenna. You know, you can't talk to anybody within about a 300-mile radius of where the antenna is located. At least that's what I've been told, anyway.
Usually how it goes there with the verticals there, and that's just the way it propagates, you know. I get that with the HF there. I actually took my first practice general exam. I'm taking it December the 9th, the real test at the Spartanburg Clubhouse. But I took a practice exam to see how I thought I would do after studying the questions for the past couple of days here. And I passed 80% on my first practice exam. So I think that's pretty good there for the general. Yeah, I'm taking it with the Spartanburg Club, and we'll see how I can get there. What I was thinking here is to take some of those snake clamps. My dad works in the cable business of random assorted, you know, pieces of stuff you use for mounting stuff. So, you know, he's got stuff for mounting the, I can't remember the name of the stuff, but it's the metal conduits. That's it, metal conduits. He's got stuff there for conduits for days. So I could probably do some conduit work. But no, either way, Yeah, what I'm thinking is just putting it on those exhaust at the top of the house there. That's meant to be for toilets. And the neighbor who usually complains about stuff, she'll look over there and she'll just see, huh, I don't think that toilet exhaust was this big yesterday. But no, it's only 5 feet tall. It really wouldn't be too visible, so it's almost negligible. You probably wouldn't be able to see anything but a little white top from the front of the house. So it'll be fairly hidden there. KQ4WQM Friday.
KB4CBA. Well, I wish well with that, and being in an HOA has its challenges, but you know, I haven't. I live at the back. My backyard is where the trees. I have four tall trees in the back, all in a row. So. But only the problem is I only have like a 90-foot backyard, excuse me, from one end to the other. So the hundred, I have to kind of an angle of 135 feet of antenna that I have, but it works. It works very well, and I'm really pleased with it. But, and it did get hit with lightning one time. I think it took out about everything. I wound up having to buy, I think I made it. I think after buying everything, I bought and replaced every piece on there. But it was still worth it, a heck of a lot cheaper than buying an antenna, because I don't even think you can buy a Carolina Wyndham anymore unless you find one used somewhere. But you can sure build one.
Roger, roger. Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. You can build a lot of stuff there. Oh, I fixed the fan on my radio. It used to make a weird sound, but I oiled it up with some household oil and not canola oil. Some of that old 1-in-10 or whatever it's called brand household oil. Oh, it fixed my fan up real nicely now. Now it's really nice and quiet. I can tell it's working, but it's nice and quiet now. But anyway, yeah, I was talking to the club, the amateur club that I'm in, the Spartanburg Club, and they have an extra ICOM IC7300, and that's one of those 100 watts HFs. Those are some beasts right there. But they had an extra one, and they also happen to have a extra 175-foot NSAID, I think it's 80 through 10 meter NSAID. So they said if I pass my general, I'll be able to borrow it for a little while. I think the only problem that I'd have with that is that, you know, I'd have to get the coax out there and find a place to put it. But I believe with HF, you know, impedance really isn't a big deal. And in that case, I've got some 75-ohm coax running through the wall that I could probably attach to. And then just put the antenna right up on the outside of the house on the side with the spectrum boxes. And there we go.
Before CPA. Sorry about that. I was dragging my feet. I was in the noise zone back there. If you ever come to the intersection of Congaree and Patewood, and you're on 2 meters, you'll experience the noise zone. It just about knocks everybody I talk to out. There's one or two people that's and been able to overcome it, but anyway, I have no idea what the interference is, but it is horrendous, let me tell you. Well, I'm here at the sports club. I've already been here once today playing tennis, and I'm here again for the same thing. Hopefully, I can get some exercise. It's really a lot of fun to me, and I get exercise and I have fun at the same time, and you know, you just can't beat that. So anyway, So I'm going to make this my last one. I'll clear out of here after your final. But good to talk to you, and good luck with the antenna when it comes tomorrow. Anyway, 73 is KP4CPA, clear after yours.
KQ4CPA, this is KQ4WQM. You have a good one there. I hope you enjoy that tennis, I think you said it was. I never found tennis very fun. I've more been of a watching football guy. Never playing football, watching it. This is KQ4WQM. I'll be clear, shutting the radio off, and I'm headed to bed. 73's to you. Have a good one there. Any other stations, you're 73 as well, but I'll unfortunately be clear. KQ4WQM clear and not monitoring.